March the 16th, 2023, Exodus, Chapter 22, The Law of God, Part 3. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. It's a fantabulous morning today, family. Great Thursday. Great to be here with you, knowing that we are sharing in God's word, his holy word, the scriptures, his voice, his character, his personality. Glory, hallelujah. We get to hear from the master's voice. Glory, hallelujah. This makes me excited, and it really does. I mean, it's the law, and some become very withdrawn, kind of like, okay, a lot of this doesn't pertain to us. We know it does, right? They say it's a little mundane. It's case law. It's different scenarios. It's just a lot of things that they just don't want to hear. They want to hear the whistles, the bells, the ups, the downs, the personalities, the principles, and all of that is in the law. That's all part of God's character. It's all in there. And I'm very excited about being able to glean from it. So it's my prayer, it's my hope, it's my desire that you as well, that you are receiving gifts from God as you hear his word, that it inspires you to be and do all that you created for, and that you hear new revelation each and every day as he speaks to you, because his mercies are renewed each day, and his promises are yea and amen. And each day he gives us our daily bread. So it's our prayer that you are blessed, family. Let's go into his word. We have a little bit of, maybe we'll see how the commentary goes on the end. But we're going to go continuing, I should say, Exodus chapter 22. We're speaking about the ox. We're still left off from the ox, and we're still picking up from the ox from 21. Chapter 22, The Law of God, Part 3. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills it or sells it, he shall repay 5 ox for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt for him. But if the sun has risen on him, there shall be blood guilt for him. He shall surely pay. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the stolen beast is found alive in his possession, whether it is an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he shall pay double. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed over, or lets his beast loose and its feeds in another man's field, he shall make restitution from the best in his own field and his own vineyard. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns so that the stacked grain or the standing grain or the field is consumed, he who started the fire shall make full restitution. If a man gives to his neighbor money or goods to keep safe, and it is stolen from the man's house, then if the thief is found, he shall pay double. If the thief is not found, the owner of the house shall come near to God to show whether or not he has put his hand to his neighbor's property. For every breach of trust, whether it is for an ox, for a donkey, for a sheep, for a cloak, or for any kind of lost thing, of which one says, "This is it," the case of both parties shall come before God. The one whom God condemns shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man gives to his neighbor a donkey or an ox or a sheep or any beast to keep safe, and it dies or it is injured or it is driven away without anyone seeing it, an oath by the Lord shall be between them both to see whether or not he has put his hand to his neighbor's property. The owner shall accept the oath, and he shall not make restitution. But if it is stolen from him, he shall make restitution to its owner. If it is torn by beasts, let him bring its evidence. He shall not make restitution for what has been torn. If a man borrows anything of his neighbor, and it is injured or dies, the owner, not being with it, he shall make full restitution. If the owner was with it, he shall not make restitution. If it was hired, it came for its hiring fee. Laws about social justice. If a man seduces a virgin who is betrothed and lies with her, he shall give the bride price for her and make her his wife. If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money equal to the bride price for virgins. You should not permit a sorceress to live. Whoever lies with an animal shall be put to death. Whoever sacrifices to any god other than the Lord alone shall be devoted to destruction. You shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you yourselves were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people, with you who is poor, you shall not be like a moneylender to them, and you shall not exact interest from them. If ever you take your neighbor's cloak in pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down, for that is his only covering, and it is his cloak for his body. And what else shall he be sleep? And if he cries out to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. You shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother. On the 8th day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore, you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beasts in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. The law of God, part 3. You know, first let me say that I am aware that chapter 20, when we started the Ten Commandments, we named it the episode, The Law of God. And yesterday we said, and we named it God's Law, part 2. And then today, back to The Law of God, part 3. What I've decided to do was change the name just a little, so that if you're looking at your phone or your car radio, you're not thinking you're getting ready to listen to the same episode twice. So we will be going through the law God is laying out to the people of Israel again on tomorrow. So, and for me, it's like I said in the beginning, it's very, very interesting and exciting, because for one, I'm intrigued by particulars like these, and they are of God. So it gives me insight into the mind of our Creator. And secondly, I get to read the history of some of these practices in other history literature to understand the dynamics of why they make sense and why they're taking place. And I get to understand the culture and read about various different ways and practices that they did during those times. And you know, what I've come to realize is many of the laws and the constitution that govern our society today are morally and ethically based on these very same laws that were established over 6,000 years ago, modified to the time and culture we now live in. But the essence is what is derived from these Old Testament laws. And God is truly good. I mean, for example, if we look at verses 21 through 27, every society has its vulnerable, it says. And Israel was expected to care for these classes of people, seeing that they were not oppressed. the Israelites were to remember that they too were once resident aliens in Egypt. Therefore, they were not to oppress resident aliens in their own land. God promised to hear the cry of the widow and the fatherless if they were mistreated, and their oppressors would not go unpunished. Loans of money or goods to fellow Israelites were to help the poor, not to harm them by making their situations worse. It said Israelites were not to charge them interest or to take their life's necessities as collateral. Glory, hallelujah. We see this even now in our culture today. We as a people are concerned about the well-being of the poor, the widow, the fatherless, and the homeless. Yet to some degree, some have sought to exploit these individuals for their own selfish agendas. But God wants us to be a people who love our neighbor like we love ourselves. So family, let us continue to glean from God's word that we might know the heart of God toward his creation, that we might recognize his character, his ways, his will, and that we may act accordingly, so that when we come upon a situation, our first response is what God would do, because we've meditated and we've marinated on his word day and night and allowed it to become part of our character, and his Holy Spirit that lives in us will cause us and bring it back to our remembrance, and will do the will of God and not the will of man or flesh. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for being a God of compassion, a God who cares for his creation. We know that it is your will to do what you will do with the potter, for you are the one who created us. But we thank you that you love us, that you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to die on the cross, to pay the penalty, the price for our sin, that we might be reconciled unto you. You don't want us far from you. You want us near to you, loving you, you loving on us, showing us your will and your way. We thank you for it, Father God. We thank you for loving us that much. We praise you. We adore you. We surrender ourselves to you, that we may be your hands and your feet in this world today. We glorify your name, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Glory, hallelujah. Be encouraged today, family. Be incited, be charged, be moved by God's word, by his law, by his commands. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. God is truly good. We love him today because he first loved us. And those of you, my friends, if you do not know where this excitement is coming from, where this love is coming from, this joy that's deep within our hearts, it's coming from the Lord our God. And we all have been in a place of darkness. But God said that if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall call God Abba, Father, and walk with the family of believers. This journey was not made to be walked alone, family. It was made to be shared with community, for us to come alongside one another, to share in our ups and in our downs, our joys and in our sorrows. We are a family of brothers and sisters, ambassadors for Christ on this side of eternity. We love you, family. We want to do life with you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.